What are the Ica stones? Most of the stones are found in graves, so what we believe that they are is burial stones. Archaeologists think they represent what the person did in his or her life. They've been found mostly in Peru, but many have been found in as far north as southern Mexico. Over here is, this is the area right in here where the majority of them have been found. This is the Alcamara Desert. It's the driest desert in the world. They get approximately a half an inch of rain every 50 years. If you walk across that desert, your footprints will be there 1,000 years from now. There just is no erosion there at all. Most of the experts say that the Ica stones started with Javier Cabrera in the early 1900s. But actually, the first Ica stones were mentioned by the Spanish priests in 1535. That's a long time ago. In 1571, they were written about by explorers in Peru. Some of the stones were sent back to Spain in the year 1562. So the Ica stones have been known about for over 450 years. This is a picture of the Cabrera Museum in Peru that I got to visit. There are approximately 11,000 stones in this museum depicting varied things. Their authenticity has been questioned because it's believed by the experts that dinosaurs and man did not exist together. National Geographic says no man has ever seen a dinosaur. Carl Sagan wrote in his book that these people knew what these dinosaurs looked like because it was imprinted on our DNA and our minds when we were mammals crawling up out of the sea and turning into humans. That's actually in his book. Read it. Dr. Dennis Swift offered a $500,000 reward for anyone who could refute the evidence of the test done by him and some others who were non-biased. Some were non-biased against, some were biased against, some were biased for, and some just really didn't care. But there were a number of people that went down and they tested these stones to see if they were authentic. There are some known forgeries. We even know who makes them. The Ica stones in the Cabrera Museum were found to be authentic. There's irrefutable evidence that there is a vast difference between the fakes and the real ones. The patina is a film that forms over rocks and the surface of things that only comes with the passage of time. The patina found on the authentic Ica stones has been found to be very ancient. The grooves and the forgeries have no patina on the lines, or the grooves in the forgeries have no patina covering the lines on the forgeries, and they're easy to tell apart from the real or the fake. The microscopic analysis of the real stones has verified the authenticity. Forgeries would have had marks, swirl marks made by a Dremel or a dental tool if they were made with one of those. We have no idea what they were made by. Their metal flakes would be left if they were made by hacksaw blades. It's one of the forgers uses hacksaw blades to carve the stones. There are many fakes that have been brought into the United States. The andesite stone has mica and feldspar that would be exposed when they carve these new lines in, and they shine brightly under magnification and light. The grooves in the forgeries are very bright white in color. None of the stones in the Cabrera collection have any indications of forgery. Not one of the 11,000 stones in the Cabrera Museum show any signs of forgery. They have been shown to be authentic by scientific investigation. The authorities say it is impossible to create fake patina that can't be easily detected. The Cabrera stones and some of the others in the other museums down there are very real. This is some of the 11,000 stones in Ica, Peru. That lady is a Peruvian lady. Her name is Mama Rosa. She runs kind of a goodwill thing down there. When we were down there 2 years ago, her and her husband and her son accepted the Lord. We started a little church of three people. By Christmas, it grew to 83. By a year later, it was over 2,000 Christians because of her. That other lady there with the white hair, that's Dennis Swift's wife, Sharon. The stones are ancient and depict many astonishing things about the ancient peoples. Here it appears that they're doing some ancient surgeries, brain surgery. Men and dinosaurs together. They're called Ica stones, but it's not known for certain who the people were who made the stones. They're called Ica stones mostly because most of them are found around Ica, Peru. And some of the pictures on the stones are of the same culture that made the Nazca lines in the Nazcan Desert. Anybody heard about the Nazca lines in the desert, all the big pictures and everything? It's really cool down there. I got the privilege of flying over them and photographing a number of them. It was really awesome to fly over that. They don't let you fly over some of them during certain times of the day because, has everybody heard of the astronaut, the little man who's pointing to the stars? Well, if you fly over that early in the morning or late in the evening, it's not an astronaut, it's a fisherman holding a stringer of three fish, and it shows up plain as day. You can even see the fish at other times of the day if you look closely. It's really funny. He's not an astronaut. It wasn't made by astronauts. It's a giant spider drawn on the desert floor near Nazca, Peru. Now, it's really interesting because this is a Ricinuleu spider. They're very small. They're about a fifth of an inch long. They're not even found in this area here. There's another picture of it. He's right there. You got all those lines and trapezoids and rectangles and weird lines. But here's one of the Ica stones with the spider on it. Looks the same as the one drawn in the Nazcan Desert. Very interesting about this spider. You'll notice that little point on his leg there. We're going to talk about that here in a second. A little point right there, that's the sex organ on that spider. Now, how can you see a spider that's about that long, about an eighth of an inch long? How are you going to see that without some kind of magnification? And how did they draw it so accurately unless they had magnification? Here's a picture of the monkey in the Nazca lines. There's one of the Ica stones showing the monkey. Many of the stones have those, the hummingbirds and the condor, panther, everything that's drawn on the lines are also depicted on the Ica stones. There's many more things on the Ica stones, too. Now, it's amazing because this one here, I believe, is 23 kilometers long. That's about 15 miles long. Now, how can they keep that straight? It goes through a hill and continues on straight. It's amazing. It's been said that there were no wheels in ancient South America, but many of the drawings would indicate otherwise. There are pictures of horse-drawn chariots that predate the coming of the Spaniards. Well, Spaniards were supposed to have brought horses over. Well, what's the deal here? That looked like a four-wheeled chariot being pulled by a horse. Looks like a horse to me. It's not a llama because they don't have tails like that. I like this one here. This one's better. The guy's kind of lazy. He's laying down there. Letting the horse go wherever he wants. Pretty good drawing of a horse. And it's been said that only children's toys have all these wheels and stuff. But it doesn't, I don't know, it just doesn't look like that. There's a picture of a horse there. Very accurate drawings. And you can see the guy's feet there. It's a very big horse. It's way bigger than a llama. Either that or there were midgets down there. And, of course, we've seen the skeletons of the Nazcan people, or whoever they were that lived there. And they're not small people. I want you to... This is important here, as you'll see later on in this presentation. This is a cow nursing its young. And it's an accurate depiction of a little calf nursing its mother. There are a lot of swallows in Peru. They've got pictures of the swallows. And I was taught in school that Galileo invented the telescope. What's this rock doing down there that predates him by about 500 years at least? I think this rock, they said, was about 11 or 1,200 years old. Looks like those guys are looking at something through telescopes. This is one of the Inca stones that I got the privilege of buying and bringing into the United States. There's about 24 real stones in the United States right now. I know who owns most of them. This one here is a guy in Michigan has now. It looks like a man looking through a telescope at a comet or something, with a dinosaur. Men looking through telescopes at what appears to be a comet. And on top of this stone is constellations, pictures of constellations. And those are also drawn on the Nazcan lines. Just another picture here. There's just a number of stones down there that have people looking through telescopes. It looks like this guy's looking through a magnifying glass at something. Another stone where it looks like he's looking through some kind of optics at trilobites or something? Who knows what he's looking at? Just very interesting. Ancient surgeries. It's just, I worked as a medical assistant for a number of years, and for a year I worked in eye surgery. We did cataract surgeries, laser surgeries and stuff. It's very, very interesting that all the instruments that we use down there, or that we saw down there, are identical to what we use today. We took a scalpel, brand new scalpel, took it out of the package, put it under a microscope, took one of their obsidian scalpels, looked at it under the microscope, and their scalpel, their 2,000-year-old scalpel, is sharper than ours, right out of the package. Those guys had some technology that we don't have. The Bible is very correct. They have things that we have forgotten and we don't remember. Another ancient surgery. Doing some kind of operation on the brain. It appears that they've stitched up and doing some kind of sutures. It looks like they've stitched the head up there somehow. This is in a different museum that we went in. We were there with one of the guys we were with was a doctor. Shows lots of bone growth after some of these surgeries, brain surgeries. We know that they were inside the skull because you can look in the skull and there are scratch marks and scrape marks on the inside of the skull, so they had to have been inside. Takes many years for bone regrowth, that much regrowth. I think that this one was, they said, was a woman, and she'd been operated on 3 different times. And there were 15 to 17 years of bone regrowth, so from the first time her skull had been opened. This one's nearly a complete closure. They said it would take 12 to 15 years for that much bone regrowth to grow back shut. Some kind of concoctions or something they've put down. Who knows what's in that? Medicating somehow. What's so interesting is everything that they show here is anatomically correct. So all the surgeries and stuff that they have done, they show in a correct position. Another brain surgery. This is just a woman's hand there, just to show you the size of the rock. You can see that girl's toes there. Well, why don't you look at the wrist there and see what they're doing? Is that an IV? Did they know something about IVs and how to use them 2,000 years ago? We're just learning how to use this stuff again the last 200 years. The Bible is correct. Ecclesiastes is right when Solomon said that there's nothing new under the sun, and that we, you know, we don't remember the things of old. We don't remember this. And here they've written it down on stone for us to look back at. Now, this is a very interesting sequence of rocks here, stone carvings. That's a heart. Looks like two physicians working on a patient there. They're taking a heart out, and it appears that they're putting another one back in the sequence. Well, one of the doctors that we talked to said, well, they'd have a huge problem with that because an organ transplant, you have to have anti-rejection medication. You have to take that the rest of your life. Well, in a different stone that was not with these, it shows them siphoning off amniotic fluid off of a pregnant woman and bathing an organ in it and putting it back in. Now, I hate the term fetus. We're going to call it a baby because I don't think there is such a thing as a fetus. A baby is a life. When a baby is inside its mother, the amniotic fluid has anti-rejection medication in it to keep the woman's body from rejecting that and having a spontaneous abortion. How did the ancients know that? And they would bathe the organs in amniotic fluid so that the body would not reject it. Man and dinosaurs together. little baby dinosaur there. Guy holding a little baby dinosaur. On Noah's Ark, Noah probably didn't bring a full-sized apatosaur, brachiosaur on the ark. Noah was a smart man. He was probably smarter than we are. He built an ark, had all those animals on there. They found the brachiosaurus, one of the biggest dinosaurs in the world. They found a brachiosaur egg, I believe it was in Argentina, and in the nest they found a baby brachiosaur that was 27 and a half inches long. That guy's holding probably an apatosaur, but a brachiosaur wouldn't have been much bigger than that. So Noah probably had dinosaurs, the biggest animals that ever walked the face of the earth, in a little pen about so by so. Maybe not, but something to think about. Another picture of a dinosaur here. Fred and Barney riding a brontosaurus. Long-necked dinosaurs nursing their young. When I saw this rock, I stood there. I was absolute, almost in shock. Because I had talked about 2 years before, I talked with some other guys who were dinosaur experts. And Bob Bakker, everybody know who Bob Bakker is? Big shot guy with National Geographic and all that. He thinks that some of the dinosaurs might have been warm-blooded. And I kind of agree with that. But when I saw that, it was almost a shock. I just stood there and looked at that, and I was just amazed that dinosaurs would nurse, because I always thought that they laid eggs and just left their young. Maybe they were mammals after all. Very interesting to see how small they were. Ben said that sauropods only lay eggs, and there's a lot of indication of that the sauropods laid eggs in the fossil record. But we know that some chameleons lay eggs and some chameleons give live birth. Some snakes lay eggs, some snakes give live birth. The brown snake of Australia, I think that's a highly poisonous snake, lays eggs and gives live birth. Something strange there. You can read that in the Smithsonian Reptiles and Amphibians. Most lizards lay eggs, but some give live birth. These facts can be found in just about any book on reptiles. They show dinosaurs attacking men, so it was probably a dangerous world back there. Some of these rocks, they think, were carved only 800 years ago. That means dinosaurs walked with us not that long ago. Through the years, there have been many accusations as to why the stones are not authentic. We'll cover a few of those. They've said, well, they showed the rosette marks on their side, the round marks on their side. They showed the apatosaur with big head. It can't have a big head. They showed them walking with their tails up, and they said their tails drag. Well, the rosettes on the dinosaurs weren't known to science until very recently. They found some petrified skin. Actually, it wasn't petrified. It was mummified skin and impressions in the rock. And they had the round marks on them. So we now know that they had round marks on their skin. And that wasn't known about until about 1996. They had those round marks on all kinds of different dinosaurs. They have the rosette marks on the dinosaurs. Some of the dinosaurs that are fighting with the men are beating up the guys. You've got the rosette marks there. You got one guy who's kind of leaning back there, and the other guy must be driving him. That's Fred and Barney again. Looks like he's feeding it something, probably like the carrot in front of the mule, you know, to get it to go and pull a plow. This picture here shows the dinosaur holding its tail up. We now know by all the tracks, the dinosaur trackways and stuff, if the dinosaurs dragged their tail, there'd be tail marks. You never find any of that. The dinosaur tracks are just tracks themselves, and there's no drag marks where they dragged their tail. More pictures of the little dinosaurs. That guy seems to be chopping the head off of one that's chasing the guy. I think I'd do that too. Gotta have lunch. Gotta have lunch, yep. Yeah, that, I don't know what that is coming out of that guy's mouth, but it's probably, help! Pterodactyls with men. And they drew them accurately. Was it that it was imprinted on their DNA and their ancient memories, their fossil memories? That's the word I was trying to think of. That's what Carl Sagan calls them. Fossil memories. We all have fossil memories. Well, I don't know. The dinosaurs with dermal frills. It's been said that these pictures couldn't be accurate because of all the dinosaurs with dermal frills on them. This is a seagoing dinosaur with the flippers there. Has dermal frills. There's a land dinosaur with dermal frills, all the frills going down its back. Many of the dinosaurs have dermal frills. Oh, we'll stop right there for a minute. It's Stevens Circus found a really good dinosaur fossil. And it had long spines coming off of its back that indicates that these big sauropods did, in fact, have dermal frills. That's Dr. Carl Baugh there holding up that picture of a Parasaurolophus. And back here, it looks like it might have zebra stripes. And there's other ones. Other stones that I didn't have pictures of, but had zebra stripes on the back. In 2007, they found a mummified hadrosaur, and guess what it had? They said, this is amazing. This dinosaur probably had stripes like a zebra. Yeah, there you go. You got four things there that they've accused of these people of being fakes, and now you've got four things that says that they're probably not. You've got T-Rex type dinosaurs. This isn't a T-Rex because the T-Rex has a little shorter arms and only has two fingers, but shows dinosaurs fighting. This is a Triceratops. You'll notice that on this one he's got a horn coming out of his lower jaw too. I'll bet you before long they find that there's one that's got lower jaws. This is the one that I own. I have this one. I brought this one back from Peru. And I wanted to be on the up and up so the Peruvian government knows that I brought that out of Peru, and our government knows that I brought it in because they had to bring everything through customs. But I want to show you a few reasons why it's not fake. This is called, this particular one is called bas-relief, where they cut the stone away and they leave the other part of the drawing raised. But with the macro photography, you can't see any marks, any Dremel marks or anything. And some of these, this one, this particular one has not been tested. But some of the other ones that have bas-relief have been tested, because we don't know how they cut that stone away. There's no acid etching. There's no acid left that would etch the stone, cut it away. There's no marks of any kind. I have no idea how they cut it away. It's just very interesting to look at the surface of this. And you can tell just by looking at it that it's very old. The concretions left on the rock there, that had been cut away, so this has to be, it's not a young rock. It has not been fabricated very recently. It was made a long time ago. You can see the concretions there and inside the grooves. That takes time to grow that back. You can see the intricacy with which they drew that thing. Now this is an interesting thing. It's a snake or a serpent, and that's on many of the Ica stones, no matter what stones they are, whether they're depicting physicians, other things, just on a lot of them. I mean, there's just no marks there where any of the stones been ground away. And for what I paid for this, even the wages that they get in Peru, it would have taken, they'd have been paid 5 to 10 cents an hour to make something like that if they actually carved it. It was just amazing. Many of the things said about Ica stones are now shown to be true. Dinosaurs do hold their tail up, as the Ica stones show. You can read about that in Rocks, Fossils, and Dinosaurs. This was not discovered until the 1980s. The Ica stones showed Apatosaurus with a large head. That wasn't until 1979 that they finally took Brontosaurus, was two dinosaurs. It was a Camarasaurus skull, I believe, and an Apatosaur body. And they finally now have that fixed. The conclusions are that one must come to is that the ancients had high technology that we have forgotten. Just like the Bible said, just like Solomon said, the things of old we don't remember. And number two, they had magnification capabilities from telescopes to magnifying glasses. They also had highly advanced surgical skills. The ancients knew what numerous species of dinosaurs looked like. The ancients actually interacted with dinosaurs. God made man and dinosaurs together. This was probably one of the dinosaurs and men together was probably one of the biggest stumbling blocks I've ever had in my Christian walk. But man and dinosaurs walked together. They were made in the beginning with man. God made man to have fellowship with him. If you don't know Jesus as your personal Savior, find someone to introduce you and disciple you and teach you the way of salvation, because you'll live with God forever and the rest of us. Thank you for your time, and we'll open this up for questions.
Thank you, Stan. And if somebody has a question, just raise your hand and I'll bring the microphone to you.
Has there been any attempt by any medical people to try and discover some methods that these people may have used that would be helpful to us that you know of?
None that I know of. It's really sad because a lot of the doctors that I work with, many doctors, and it's really sad because most of the doctors in the medical field say, yeah, they did brain surgery with an axe. And the people in the eye surgery say, yeah, right, that never happened. It's like it's a closed door.
Yes, I noticed the lines were very fine and very straight and very uniform. Did anybody figure out what they used and how they would make those inscriptions so straight?
That is a mystery to us. We have, there's been some study lots of study on how they made these lines and how whether they used acid to cut the rock away, whether they carved it out, what's been used. It's even been suggested that they might have used lasers. I don't know. It's kind of far-fetched, but there's no indications as to what they have used for these to cut these lines in there.
A question as I walk over there. What was the age range again for these stones?
From 800 years ago to 2300 years.
Question: the way these were they dated with carbon dating, or how did they guesstimate the dates for these rocks?
They did some carbon dating on the patina, that was left on the surface of the rocks, and they also correspond with the time frame of the Nazca lines, because they say that the Nazcas and the ones that carved these stones were the most likely the same people.
What originally interested you in the Inca stones, anyway?
What interested me in the Inca stones? Mm-hmm. I think the biggest thing in the Inca stones was man and dinosaurs coexisting. That was the biggest question I had. And this indicates that these people knew what dinosaurs looked like, knew what many different species looked like. And so they had to interact with these species and see them to be able to draw pictures of them so intricately.
So if dinosaurs were destroyed in the Ice Age, why wasn't man?
Most dinosaurs had small lungs, and so your bigger dinosaurs were destroyed as the oxygen level came down. And I think there may still be some dinosaurs living in remote areas like the Lickwalla Swamp in Africa, and possibly in the Beni Swamps on the border of Peru and Brazil in the Amazon jungle. I was a missionary in Siberia one summer. I drove 3,000 kilometers in the backwoods on dirt roads, and there is a lot of area for a lot of things to hide. You could drive for days and not see anybody.
I was wondering if the stones, how available they are to the public. Are all those 11,000 available? I didn't think so. Are they photo documented so one could see a library of photos? Is every one of these images available?
There are many stones, many photographs of the stones. Dr. Dennis Swift has a book, Secrets of the Nazca Lines and Inca Stones, or Secrets of the Inca Stones and Nazca Lines. And I believe this is available back there. And he's got a number of pictures in here of the Inca stones and other things. I myself have about 400 photographs. Dr. Carl Baugh has about that many too, and Dennis Swift has literally thousands. And anybody that's interested, I'll give you a DVD or a CD of all my pictures if you want them.
Then we'll close the session out.
So these stones are held privately by some person, or are there several locations? How is that situated?
Dennis Swift has three or four of them. I have one. A man in Michigan has one. In Peru. Those 11,000 are all held by the Cabrera family. There are numerous other ones that are held in other museums. And I tried to get in, Dennis Swift has tried to get in, and we've number of us have tried to get into some of these other museums and see them, and they'll let you see some of them, the ones with pornography and that kind of garbage, but they will not let you see the ones that show high technology or dinosaurs interacting with man. It's sad.
Okay.
What made the technology? I think what made the technology go away is the fact that these people did not honor God, human sacrifice. There's not a lot of stuff about human sacrifice. God will not honor a government like that, and it was destroyed.
One question.
So these are burial stones. Under what conditions were they found, or was it properly archaeologically documented, or were they just kind of grave robbed, looted, or do we know if there was any correlation to the particular graves and the stories on the stones?
The majority of them are dug up by what they call jacueros down there. They are grave robbers. They are very poor people, and that is the only way, you know, that they can make any money to feed their families. So the majority of them are dug up under grave robber conditions. There are a small number of them that have been dug up by archaeological digs and authorized and well documented. So we do know that these ones are authentic, but they have not been dug up under proper and properly documented.
One more question.
The Cabrera Museum, that's held by the Cabrera family, is that right?
Yes.
Now, they're the only ones that will allow other people to come and look at the ones that with dinosaurs and stuff like that?
That museum is closed to the public.
Oh, it's closed
it's
to closed the public?
Closed to the public.
Oh, really?
Very few people, they've let very few people in there. You can go down there with, in fact, probably the only person I know of that you can go in and get in there with is Dr. Dennis Swift.
Oh, so he's a friend of the family, is that
he's
right?
He's a friend of the family. He's been a friend of the family for many years. And I went with Dennis Swift to go in there.
Huh.